Good morning. Thank you for joining us at Whitley Bay Baptist Church podcast. Our service this morning is led by our small group. Our house group meets via Zoom each week for prayer, to study God's word, to share our concerns and problems, and to enjoy friendship and fellowship together. So welcome. The 12 members of our group will all be taking part, and we hope you will be blessed as we share this time together.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for who you are, our loving and merciful Abba. We thank you for sending your precious Son to become flesh and to dwell amongst us, and to take on our sins that we might be righteous in your sight and one day be with you in heaven. Your love for us is so great that we cannot comprehend it, but simply accept it and trust in it every day of our lives as you guide us, comfort and strengthen us through this journey of earthly life until we can be with you for all eternity. We praise you for who you are as we bring a sacrifice of praise to you today. We worship you and pray that our lives will reflect something of you into the world around us, and that others will see you in us and seek to come to know you for themselves. We pray that our lives will overflow with God's hope for us in 2021, and that hope will spill out to others by the power of God's Holy Spirit living in us. May we have a continual openness to what God is saying to us as we place our lives, our families, and our futures into God's hands. Bind us together, Lord, with cords that cannot be broken, and bless us, we pray, as we step out into this new year. We pray that we will always honour you and give you all the glory, that we will indeed raise a hallelujah to you. And we ask these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you. Reading from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, and Karen, verse 6 to 11. Joel 2, verse 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. The day of darkness and gloom, the day of cloud and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, or ever will be in age to come. Before them, fire devour, behind them a flame of blaze. Before them the land is like a garden of Eden, behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry. With a noise like that of chariots, they leap over the mountain tops, like a cracking fire-consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle.
At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defences without breaking ranks. They rush upon the city. They run along the wall. They climb into houses like thieves. They enter through the windows. Before them, the earth shakes. The heavens tremble. The sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty is the army that obeys his command. The day of the Lord is great, it is dreadful. Who can endure it?
Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 21. Peter addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken of the prophet Joel. In those last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Before we begin our prayers of intercession today, I want to just remind you of a Psalm 42, which really spoke to me this week. When the psalmist remembers how it used to be when he led the procession to the house of God with joy and thankfulness and the sound of great celebration. And then in verse 5 and 6, he says, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Saviour and my God. The psalmist just declares his trust and his hope in God. And Lord, as we come to you today, Lord, we declare, Lord, that we are putting our hope and our trust in you. And yet we have a desire, Lord, to be back together, Lord, to worship together. But thank you, Lord, that you have given us your Holy Spirit, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that. We thank you that your presence is with us wherever we are. But Lord, we just long for that corporate worship together, time together of fellowship and praise. Lord, we just look to that day, Lord, with hope and trust. And Father, we bring to you our church family, those who are suffering at the moment. We pray for Liz Hales, and we pray for Esther and Ian. And we pray for the CLT and the search team. Lord, we pray for wisdom for them, Lord, as we seek to appoint a new leader for our fellowship, Lord, and for our church. Lord, we pray for Kate Bowie as she undergoes extensive treatment, Lord. Intensive and extensive treatment, Lord. And we pray for all in parish nursing and all those in our fellowship who care for one another, Lord. And particularly we pray for those who are shut in. And Lord, we remember the families working in BMS Hospital at Guinebar in Chad. Lord, be with them, Lord, where they are. And we pray for Lucy and David also, and their work in Chad. Just may they know you with them, Father. Lord, we pray for Tom. We pray for Sarah Chambers. And for Sarah and her husband, who are suffering too. And Lord, we pray for Carol. Lord, we pray for relief for her, Lord, and healing, Lord. And for Amy Robson's mother, who's struggling at the moment as well. And Father, we remember little Freddie, who's having treatment, Lord. We pray for his family, that you will uphold them, Lord, and strengthen and encourage them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we pray for your world, Lord, we remember the words of the psalmist who exhorts the believers when he says, put your hope in God. Lord, would you offer that door of hope to the Christians in northeast Nigeria who are in constant fear of their lives? Would you also do that for the Christians in Brunei who, should they be seen to celebrate Christmas, they would face imprisonment and large fines? Lord, would you also be that door of hope for the 50,000 believers now in internment camps in North Korea? Father God, we just pray that you would be that door of hope from the COVID pandemic for the peoples of your world. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for those who, the charities, Lord, that do so much good work and that are your hands, Lord, in these parts of the world, Lord, where there's persecution and poverty and unemployment. Thank you, Lord, for them, for Open Doors, for Tear Fund, for Hope for Justice, Lord, who do so much good work, Lord, to alleviate suffering. Father, we thank you, God, for the vaccine that has been produced so quickly. And we pray, Lord, that would offer a way out and an improvement in the conditions of all the peoples of the world, Lord, in the next few months. Lord, we pray for those who work in the front line of this pandemic. Lord, we thank you for them. And Lord, we pray that you would be with them. Father, we also pray that you would be with, Lord, the bereaved, Lord, and the depressed at this time, those that are having problems with mental health. Lord, we pray that you would be with them. And Father, we just thank you that at the beginning of this year, Lord, there's a scripture, there's a word, Lord, that says the eyes of the Lord are over his world from the beginning to the end of the year. Now let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you.
Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause the people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to the law that Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I've often said in times past that Christians should all wear trifocal glasses. In trifocals, we look to the past, we're aware of the present, and we look to the future. In a sense, we do this every time we celebrate Holy Communion, because we look to the past and what has happened by the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, and we celebrate his presence together as we partake in the elements, and we look to the future, because at the end of the celebration of communion we usually say Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. In the Bible we find that the word yeah is represented and spoken of more than 700 times. And at the beginning of a new year, I think it would be useful for us just to look at the past, aware of the present, and look to the future. God in Genesis 1 established our times in the setting of the sun and the moon, signs and seasons together, for our days and for our years. So putting on our trifocals and looking at the past and the present and the future, there are special days and times in the year which we celebrate and remember. And I think in some ways it's particularly relevant at the beginning of a new year. We find this, I believe, in the book of Joshua, at the very beginning of that book, which we had read to us by way of lesson. The children of Israel had spent 40 years wandering in the desert. Quite hard times for them. But now a new day is dawning. Having crossed the River Jordan, they were now about to enter into the Promised Land, a new beginning. Beginning a new time together, they were to fulfill God's promise to them. It was important that they entered that land because it was to contain in the future some very important days. God promised to send a saviour to the world from the tribe of Judah, from the family of David, born a virgin in Bethlehem. All of these important events were to take place in the land of Israel, the land that Joshua and the children of Israel were about to conquer and claim. But there would be battles ahead before the land was completely claimed. Having experienced that difficult time in wandering around the desert, we too in 2020 have experienced difficult times. The virus and its effect, plus the many other difficulties people have faced personally. But as Israel experienced a new beginning in entering the land, so I believe we can experience a new beginning at the beginning of 2021. So we rejoice in the fact that God is with us during these days. We're just going through another lockdown, but we have a sense of hope in that the vaccine is available to combat the virus effects. We are about to enter a new chapter in the life of our country, having just left Europe and all that that has meaning to us. All this is related to the present. In Joshua, we find some helpful verses, I believe, to direct us in these days. At the beginning of the chapter, we see in verses 1 and 2, Joshua is enlisted. He's receiving a commission. We read these words, "Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the River Jordan." In 2021, we too will hope and pray that we'll see a new enlisting, a new commission. We'll do that in hopefully the appointing of a new pastor and team leader. Joshua was appointed as the leader to take them into the Promised Land, taking over from Moses. In verses 3 to 5, we read of the encouragement, particularly from God's promises. Verse 3, "I will give you every place where you set your foot." As we set our feet forward in 2021, we can also be assured of the many promises given to us as Christians recorded in the Bible. So there is an enlisting, there is encouragement, and then in verses 6 to 8, there is enlightenment. God tells Joshua to look to his written word, which will provide him that degree of enlightenment. It begins with the words, "Be strong and courageous," something perhaps we need to consider at the beginning of a new year. It's one thing, however, to be strong and courageous, and quite something else to do it. Joshua's strength and courage would come from meditating on God's word, with the promise that he would always be with him and he would be prosperous and successful. In verses 6 to 8, God tells Joshua three things about his word. First of all, he says, "Obey it so that it will guide you." Secondly, he says, "Study it continually." And thirdly, "Believe it totally." In a sense, I believe that's possibly a good recipe for us to have a successful spiritual life in 2021. Something I hope our house group experienced last year as we studied God's word. And hopefully what we might experience in the year that lies ahead as we spend time around God's Word together. But what are the future days? What can we as Christians look to in the future? Some of us sat in our comfortable armchairs when the Falklands War was taking place. Also, we sat watching the events of 9/11 in the USA and the Gulf Wars, where these smart bombs, as they called them, went hurtling and caused devastation as they picked out selected targets and caused so much devastation to those who were there at the time. In a sense, so it will be, as the Bible recalls to us and directs us to what is known as the Day of the Lord, the second coming of Jesus. The Apostle Peter, on that great day of Pentecost, quoted the prophet Joel, who prophesied about the Day of the Lord. It would be an awesome and terrible day. But Peter called it a great and glorious day. Our house group last year spent some time looking in detail about this as we looked and studied the book of Revelation. And we learned a great deal about the Day of the Lord. You know, just as the Bible prophesies the first coming of Jesus, which we've just celebrated at Christmas, there are many, many more prophecies recorded in the Bible of a second coming, the Day of the Lord, as described by Joel and by Peter in the Acts of the Apostles on the day of Pentecost. Joel describing it as an awesome and terrible day. Peter describing it as a great and glorious day. So we ask the question, which will it be? It entirely depends on where you are sitting. Those who are safe and secure in Christ's salvation will rejoice as they are introduced to the full glory of his presence for all eternity. Those who are not in Christ, the Bible tells us, will experience an awesome and terrifying judgment of God. The timing of the Day of the Lord is a secret or known only to God. At the end of the book of Revelation, at the end of the Bible, Jesus says, "I am coming soon." If we look at that carefully, what Jesus is actually saying is, "I'm going to come quickly." And that will be the reality of it. We don't know when the second coming is going to take place, but he's going to come quickly. We need to ask ourselves, therefore, in these days, the fact that the Day of the Lord will not happen, are we looking forward to this great and glorious event? An event which should inspire us to follow what God has directed us to do. It will be particularly important for us if we have the reality of his presence in our lives at this time. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." We rejoice at the beginning of the new year if we put on our trifocals for what has taken place in times past, what we can enjoy in his presence and in his promises, as we enjoy God's understanding, as we look to his word and bear in mind what Joshua was told, that we might be ready and willing to obey what God is telling us to do, and to look to the future. Look to the future with anticipation, to that great and glorious day of the Lord. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word to us. We pray, Lord, that you'd guide us in these days which we've experienced some very difficult days, but we look forward with expectation, Lord, to what you're going to show us and to do with our lives in the days that lie ahead. And in all things, we give you the praise and the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
As we come to the end of our service and our time together, I just want to thank everyone who took part and to all those who worked behind the scenes and supported us to make this recording possible.
Let us pray. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen.